Coming up next is Theater Nut, a.k.a. Flynn.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil, if she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella, she's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is the devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you've come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
Okay, Flynn. Are you Flynn Rider? I love that
movie. Damn, she beat me to it.
Ah, yes. Yes, I love that movie. That's, I think, my new favorite Disney movie. Sorry, Aladdin. Tangled has stolen my heart. Okay, Flynn.
What about favorite Disney princess?
I plead the fifth on that one because I don't want to...
That is tough.
Yeah, I plead the fifth on one because Jasmine has always stolen my heart, but Rapunzel is... weaseled her way in there. They're pretty close. They're like buddy-buddy in my heart now. I can't pick between the two of them. Okay, Flynn. I don't know how I felt about this. I felt that you were, like, putting, like, the key was odd, and because of the key, you were, like, doing this kind of odd, like, airiness to everything you were saying. Everything was a little breathy, and it was, like, almost like you were forcing a head voice, and I think that your chest voice is stronger, and I much would have rather heard you sing this in your chest voice, because I think that you really could have, like, powerhoused it out. That's another word for Ambie's made-up word dictionary. Mm-hmm. Powerhoused it out, and I just, I don't know, it's because of, like, the head voiciness to it that you were going for, it seemed kind of weak to me. Jeffers?
I kind of have something similar to that. Like, I thought you had a bit of power, more presence in this song audition than you have in other things. But that being said, I agree with Ambie. Like, your chest voice would have had more power. And it seems, from what I remember in Popstar, it seems to be a recurring theme of trying to figure out what song works in your head voice and what song works in your chest voice and finding a nice appropriate range for you to sing in. But, I thought your audition itself in this one was very pretty, and you had a very nice vibrato. Flynn, I almost said theater in that for a second. But yeah, I agree with Ambie. I feel like it would have been better in your chest voice. But vocally, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good, but I don't know. Zell?
I'm going to have to agree. One of the things that really caught my attention was the head voice. And I do think your chest voice would have been better. But you, like Jeffrey said, you did have some nice vocal moments. And that's all I really have. I mean, the head voice was just my big note there. So that's all I have.
I don't know what to say on this one because, like, I liked her tone, but I'm not really sure on, like, I'm not confident on, like, the choice that she went with going with the head voice here.
Right,
because it almost seemed like
a chest voice.
Yeah, it almost seemed like a fake voice, like she was putting on some voice, which I'm not too keen on.
Unless she was going for a more jazzy feel, I'm not really.
See,
sure.
I think though that the chest voice would be jazzier though.
Right.
Yeah.
I just had a big.
This is more of a chest voice.
Stamped right across my nose.
I don't know. It would be a maybe for me, but since we have to go with yes or no, I have to go with no. Now neither one of them wants to come in. Why am I the only one that like ever has any balls in this competition?
Okay,
I went first a few times.
Me too. I go first when I have to say yes.
See?
I'm kidding.
I've said no first one a few times.
I agree with Ambien. I'm going to have to say no. I wanted more. I think your chest voice is more powerful, Flynn. That being said, I thought this was pretty, though. And it wasn't a bad audition.
No. So. It's just, again.
It just had that weird air to it. And I'm going to join the no's. And I would like either your normal voice or your chest voice or an appropriate song, pretty much.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, is that the thing that you went with might have worked with a different song. I just don't think it works with this song.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
It's very situational, but...
Yeah.
You have two more tries, so...
Yes. We're being a lot stricter than I thought we would be. But we're good still.
That's what a year of a break does to you, I guess.
I haven't been on a year of a break, though.
That's what I'm saying. From judging this show, but we judge or we do other things or we listen to other shows. And
that's true. All of us have judged something else after we did Happiest Competition on Earth. So,
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, moving on.
Miss Maddie is up next.
Ooh la la.
Ooh, Maddie.
Everybody wants to be a cat. Because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on that feline beat. Cause everything else is obsolete. Now a square with a horn can make you wish you weren't born. Every time he plays, oh, rinky-tinky-tinky with a square in the act. You can set music back to the caveman days. Cha-cha-cha-jumbo-zay. I've heard some corny birds who tried to sing. But a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing. Who wants to dig a long head gig or stuff like that. When everybody wants to be a cat.
And that was Maddie with Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, and I believe Zell said a very interesting comment after recording.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't know, I'm confused. You guys confuse me.
Oh, you're just being nice, Amby. Anyway, on to Maddie, Team PMS represent. I love this way you sang this, Maggie. Like, you definitely put your own spin and edge to the song. I mean, it's a pretty jazzy song to begin with, but, like, you kicked up the jazz, like, even more. Yeah, and this was an example of where liberties and subtleties you can do works if used to an appropriate amount.
Took words right out of my mouth, Jeffers. That's, like, a note exactly in my book.
But anyway, like, apart from that, I just was a really strong audition. Like, vocally, it was great. And you had this amazing power to your vocals, and you had this swagger, and it was just really good, Maddie. I don't have anything negative to say. So, bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Maddie's feeding my Sherman Brothers love. This is one note, I don't know if I should say it, but I want a studio recording of this with an orchestra. Because I was really loving it.
Ooh.
I was really enjoying this. I can't find anything I don't like. Ambie?
Oh. Jeffers said, I think, everything for all of us. I really loved the jazziness to it. And I really thought that this was a great example of taking a liberty of something, like little liberties, and making it your own, but still making it true to the original and cohesive with itself. So, bravo, Maddie. Yes from me.
2,000 yeses from me.
Jeffers?
Big yes for me.
I was Jeffers?
Sorry, I'm like...
Not like your vote matters at this point because we both said yes. Well,
sorry, I'm just like talking in the pop star chat, like, because I'm double judging tonight. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, big yes for me, Maddie. Good job.
Awesome. Solid job. Awesome. All right. Then that's welcome to the competition, Maddie. Coming up next, we have Temporary Butterfly.
Under the bright blue endless sky, wait, I remember that. How I know that song. I remember sitting in the moonlight and that feeling. What's that feeling? I remember, yes. How I know that song. Though it's been so long, I remember happiness without a floor or ceiling. What's that feeling? I remember. La 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 la. Oh, I remember her and how we were. I remember wanting what the evening would be bringing. I remember singing under the bright blue endless sky. Waves try to measure the days that we treasure, and I remember music. And I'm never going back to the silence law they wrote. I will sing in every tempo, every last chromatic note. For I remember her, I remember music. And I remember love.
And that was Temporary Butterfly with I Remember from The Little Mermaid 3, Ariel's Beginning.
Oh, like, so that's what this is.
It's like the bastard child of the Little Mermaid trilogy.
Although I will say I love the Mer sisters. That's probably the best thing of that whole movie, for me at least. So what did I have my notes say? Your voice was pretty. After hearing this, I would actually like to hear you sing Melody. Because I think your voice would fit her so much. That's. Your emotion and energy were good. For me, some of your notes sounded a bit iffy here and then. And I know that this was an upload thing, but your audition also cut off early.
Yeah, I did notice that too. Yeah. To me? Temporary. I thought this was cute, but I kind of felt like you were holding back. Like, and if I didn't know this song, because I actually, amazingly enough, know this song. I've actually seen this movie. Gasp.
Wow.
Well, I worked in a video store, and we could only play things from, like, the kids section of the store on the video, on, like, the TV set. So this was there, and I didn't want to watch Ferngully again that day, so.
Right, right.
Because I watched Ferngully, like, 17 times, because I love that movie.
That's what they all say.
But I don't know, I just felt like you were holding back. Like, there were parts when, like, the kind of sweet reservedness, like, especially in the beginning when she was like, I'm kind of remembering what's going on here. But then when she actually did remember and she's like, I remember her and I remember this and I remember music and I'm not going back. I would have loved to have seen it get, like, way more, like, powerful and, like, oomphy with it. And it just kind of stayed in that same reservedness. And I think you needed to let go a little bit. But that's more of a note of how this could have been improved. I still thought this was pretty good. I thought your voice was very fitting for it. And yeah, but in the future, just be careful. Add more levels to it.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Yes, you.
Yes. Jeez. Temp, it's been like, I can't remember the last time I heard you, but because I haven't been really keeping up with best of the rest, although I'm catching up now. But like, but you've improved like so much since I've last heard you. Oh my goodness. And at first I did a double take. Is this Mary Feather? Wow. Like,
I could hear that a little bit. Voices. I could confuse them a little. Just a little.
The sweetness. And
Mary
Feather
is good, so that's a good compliment. That's good that I got you guys confused. I thought you had good character for the most part, but I have unlike the other two, I'm not really familiar with this song. But I thought it was generally good, vocally and performance could have used a bit more of a boost, like Andy said, but I thought it was pretty good.
Who's gonna go first on yeses and noes?
Granted, I didn't know what the original sounded like. I had a yes.
I went
in blind.
Well, that's two yeses you're going through. Mine would have been a yes as well. So, welcome to the competition, Temporary Butterfly. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
She loves Disney.
We're getting a lot of, like, people on the show that have not been on the show before.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
No.
New voices.
Yeah. And such.
Okay. So, next up is, hey, guess what?
Rochellular.
Hello, pop star judge.
Hello, pop star judge. And hello, fast pass winner from last season, who totally screwed it up. She had a guaranteed spot, and she did not turn her entry in. You will never live that down, girl.
Rochelle,
never.
So
Rochelle, y'all are going to live that down. Ratch.
Will this be a redemption from last season? We shall see.
It better be good.
Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other. In a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high will the sycamore grow if you cut it down? Then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we are white or copper skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountains. We need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth and still all you own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
Rochellular back for season two.
Yes, she is.
Hi.
I'm going to have to say that it wasn't as good as your season one audition, but it was still good. I still liked it.
what was your season one audition?
She was the one. That was standout on season one. That was like the best audition we had the entire season.
That's right.
I really liked your kind of. There was this really like happiness to it. I could hear you smiling at times. Like there was a great spark behind it. There was feeling in it. I don't know if it was necessarily emotion, but there was definitely a feeling in it and a life to it. I felt you painting with the colors of the wind. And those colors were rainbow colored. I thought your vibrato was a little heavy at times on certain notes, but it kind of came and went. It wasn't like overall. And I just have to say, I never realized that one line was a hoop that never ends.
Oh.
I did not know that was the actual lyric until this moment. I thought it was a hope that never ends because I can't understand the original lyrics, but it's apparently hope.
Well, we learn something every day.
Thank you for teaching me that, Rochelle. Good job. Jeffers?
Oh, sorry. This is such a strange feeling. Like, I literally just got off judging with Rochelle on Popstar. Like, I don't know, it was really bad scheduling, so I did half A2E now and before, and I don't know, it's really strange judging her now. I thought at the beginning of your audition, Rochelle, like, it was, you were singing the song a little fast for my liking because it's more of a melodic sound, but after the second stanza, I really liked it a lot, and I just have down good power, and that's all I had down, so it was good. I didn't have a lot to note.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like dozing off here.
Only three more. You can do it.
I can do it. Okay, I like the term ambused. It had feeling. I like the energy behind it. And I do believe the feeling was worth that she was probably looking for. Pretty good. It doesn't beat standout because now that I remember it, that was a pretty kick-ass audition. So yeah.
Zell is so tired. Poor little Zell. Hey, Zell. I'm sorry, Zell. I just seriously did a half an hour of step aerobics while mixing part one of this audition episode. So if I have energy in me, you should have energy in you. Because I just did... What? I got skills, bitches.
Andy is working out while I'm just chomping down on this donut. Can you give me energy?
Well, Jeffers had to go.
I work 8 hour shifts.
Jeffers had to go to record the semifinals of Popstar, and I was like, what can I do? I'm going to do step aerobics.
I've been up since 6, so.
Okay, then that is acceptable, right. Then.
So, yeses and noes? I have a nice big yes on mine.
As do I. I have yes as well.
As do I. I have a yes.
Good job, hey, Rochelle.
This is for Rochelle. She is in the competition. Let's see if you actually make it this year and don't drop out.
Yes.
Because I know why you dropped out. Shame on you.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
We won't say. We all know, though.
All right. So moving on is...
Next is one of our newbies on VH, Blue Man 39.
Aha. It's going to be exciting.